Morning time back here. A new report this morning that suggests we need an overhaul of the apprenticeship system. Nearly twice as many school leavers fall into unemployment compared to those in workplace learning. I mean, how on earth did this happen? New Zealand Initiative Education Research Fellow Michael Johnston's with us. Michael, very good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike.
So 11%, 16 to 19-year-olds not in training or anything, 6% go to work-based training. How does that work? Why do we allow that to happen?
Well, it's not so much what we allow to happen as what we incentivise and what we put in front of young people. The fact is that university education has much higher status in New Zealand than apprenticeship training. That contrasts really strongly with countries like Germany, which has half of its young people leaving school going straight into apprenticeships. We need to do much more at various levels of the system to bring together apprenticeship training into a coherent system so that young people are aware of its existence and also see it as a high-status option.
See, when I was at school, and it's a long time ago, the dunce class, or what we called the dunce class, they were the kids who were identified as they weren't going to university, they traipsed off to the local factory to look at factory work. Is that the sort of thing we need to go back to? In other words, give them options and open doors for them to see what's out there?
Well, seeing apprenticeship training as being for the kids who don't cope with the academic path is part of the problem. We need to rearrange the system so that young people, regardless of their background and propensities, look at apprenticeship training as a viable option. It shouldn't just be for the kids who are judged not to be good at kind of normal schoolwork.
And so how does that work? Does the school need to change their attitude, or does education need to change their attitude, or does industry need to get into schools and go, here's what engineering is and here are all the availabilities to you?
Yeah, kind of all of the above. So, you know, one thing that we can do is bring together existing schemes for secondary school into a coherent system, and I'm talking about the provisions under Youth Guarantee. So there's great stuff there, like trade academies that allows young people to have a dual enrolment at school and at a tertiary institution, the gateway funding, and the vocational pathways that give assessment options for pathways into apprenticeships. So that's kind of school level stuff. And then we have to look at the way apprentices are paid to incentivize businesses to take more of them on. So I'm talking about a graduated apprenticeship wage so that they get less at first and more later. Maybe a bonding system to encourage employers to take more on.
See, what you're telling me, Michael, is, I mean, with all due respect to you, is fairly obvious. Do we want to do this? Is that part of the problem? We haven't thought about it, or we have thought about it but can't be bothered? Or, I mean, none of this seems hard.
Well, it requires joined-up thinking from secondary to tertiary and for the training institutions to the businesses to the schools. So it's a matter of coordinating, bringing the pieces together. Mm. And I guess that is politically difficult. It requires moving some funding around probably. And in times as we have at the moment where the government has no spare money, they have to do it in a budget neutral way.
Yeah, interesting. All right, Michael, appreciate your time. Michael Johnston, the report by the New Zealand Initiative. He's an education research fellow.